case number 10772, Paul Graves Carey, north of Route 9, Beaver Dam Road, 0.25 feet west of Delaware Route 1, being lot 1 through 185 within Deep Valley Farm Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement, a variance from the maximum height requirement, and the placement of a third subdivision sign. Mr. Chairman, I would like to say that the office received a letter from Heidi Gilmore requesting to remove the side yard variance request, but the other two will remain.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Heidi Gilmore. I'm the attorney for the applicant, the Graves family, and with us this evening is their representative, Paul Graves Carey, to my left, and also with me is Mark Davidson with Pannoni and Associates. For the record, formerly he was with Design Consultants, if he was here before, and he's doing the engineering for the site.
And can you send up whoever's going to testify so I can get them sworn in?
Sure. Paul, come on.
Your name and address.
Mark Davidson, 18072 Davidson Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Name and address.
Paul G. Carey, 17 Broadfield Plantations Drive, Lewis.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good. Okay. As Ms. Isaacs had indicated, we did have three items on the agenda for this evening, the first one being removed. We had some changes with DelDOT, so it doesn't necessitate us having the first request any longer.
Okay.
The second request was for a height variance for silos. The third is for placement of a third subdivision sign. So we're going to address those two remaining items. Mr. Davidson will be addressing some of the engineering details during our presentation. We did submit, for the record, our written responses for the standards of release, which you have in a packet in the file. I will introduce both matters, followed by Mr. Davidson. Just for history, Deep Valley Farm is a subdivision. It received unanimous preliminary approval from planning and zoning in 2009 for 185 lots. The development has two tracts of land, one larger tract, which is 68 acres, and the second has a smaller tract, which is 20 acres, which are divided parcels. The larger tract sits between Route 9 and Beaver Dam Road, and the other sits just south of Beaver Dam Road. It is contiguous with the other parcel, which is divided by Beaver Dam Road. The site was originally a fully operational farm owned by the Graves family since 1943 until the passing of Mrs. Graves in just about 2003. There were barns and a silo on the site for farming purposes, and they were removed because of their condition. We're here this evening to address two variances relating to our approved subdivision. One is height for silos, and the second for subdivision signs. The first, the silo, as you're aware, a silo can be in an AR1 district for farming purposes. Once we received subdivision approval, that changed. We're tied to the subdivision height restriction that's used for dwellings, which is 42 feet. The silos are to be the same height used for dwellings in a subdivision. So our client, the applicant, desires to have silos incorporated into the subdivision to incorporate their past history with the future subdivision. And because the older silo is removed, a new one cannot be constructed without permission from this board based on our hearings with Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission.
Okay.
The second request for signage, our subdivision, is to have three entrances, one from Route 9 and one from Beaver Dam for the larger parcel. The other is the entrance for the smaller 20-acre parcel on the south side of Beaver Dam. That would be a third entrance. And we're here to request approval of the third entrance sign, since under the code we are only permitted two for the subdivision. If we were one undivided parcel, we wouldn't necessitate a third sign, but because we have that divided parcel, that's the reason for the third entrance. So I'm going to switch over to Mr. Davidson, and he's going to address some of the engineering with you for safety and different types of things like that, and then we'll be here to answer some questions that you have.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Mark Davidson with Pannoni Associates.
And good evening.
What I'd like to, if I could, hand out is
the color rendering that I brought tonight.
Give them all to me.
I'm going to kind of point to during my presentation here, and also attached to that plan is sort of a blow-up of the boulevard. The boulevard that is primary is the gateway to our community here. Submitted with the application was the full subdivision plan. As you see there, and as Mrs. Gilmore was talking, she was talking about the 68 acres and the 40 lots that are occupied on the 20-acre portion that runs along Beaver Dam Road. The three entrances that she was talking about, again, where the boulevard sort of bisects the larger parcel in half. What I'm going to start off with, talking about is the silos. In the color rendering, you'll see a rendering of what we proposed the silo to look like coming up the main boulevard.
And again, our boulevard here, we have two entrances, one on Route 9, one on Deep Valley Road. It's basically the gateway to this community. We have two traffic circles that we proposed at the Planning and Zoning Commission. Inside these traffic circles, we're proposing to place these two silos. I do have part of the booklet that I turned in at the end of the sections. There are some blow-ups of those traffic circles. The approximate radius of the silos is 18 feet in diameter. The height of the silo itself is 56 feet, and it has a 9-foot dome on top of it that is going to encompass the top of the, and I have a picture of it in the booklet. The dome, the roof is going to be of a metal dome that's going to be on top, and it's going to approximately be about 9 feet high. So the variance we're asking for is a 65-foot height for the silos. The silos constructed, again, it's 18-foot diameter, constructed in 4-foot sections. They're approximately a foot thick, and it's all done in concrete. And they're built in sections, and there will be 14 sections that will total the 56 feet in height. Again, as far as what we've done here is I've attempted to try to show this on these 8.5 by 11s that are in the back of the section. I showed different distances of where the silo is going to fall in relationship to the surrounding lots. Again, being 18-foot diameter, the inside diameter of the circle is 40 feet, so as far as traffic impediment, there is going to be none. When people are approaching this traffic circle, they'll be able to see around the diameter of the silo. So again, it's only 18 foot in diameter, and there will be no traffic impediment whatsoever for anybody approaching these traffic circles.
Is there a function to the silos, or are they just for aesthetics?
They're for aesthetics. They're keeping the integrity of what the farm was about back when it was a working farm, and it had the silo on the farmhouse with the farmhouses and everything. We're trying to keep with the character. And again, it's going to stay in character with the neighborhood. Again, the neighborhood surrounding this area is primarily residential and other farmland. So again, it kind of brings everything together with this subdivision having these silos. As far as the entrance signs go, again, what we're showing here is we have this site's sort of unique where we're fronting on two roadways, Beaver Dam Road and U.S. Route 9. Again, we have this boulevard coming through with two entrances, one on U.S. Route 9, one on Beaver Dam Road. Again, in the back of the section for signs, I show 8.5 by 11s, which show a little bit better picture of how these signs are going to be placed. What we are proposing, the entrances are going to have approximately anywhere from 10 to 15 foot wide landscape islands in the middle. So the signs will be placed in the middle. Again, they'll meet the sign requirements of the section, which is no more than 75 square feet. But the section in the code does talk about that only two signs are allowed. So we have three entrances here, main entrances, and we're asking for this third entrance sign to be placed
within the landscape.
Again, everything is being designed per DLDOT requirements. We're going to, no traffic impediment, and everything will be designed for safety. That's all I have.
One quick question, just out of curiosity, how high were the original silos? Do you know?
What we've been able to ascertain is somewhere 50 plus feet is what we've been able to figure out from the past, asking the Graves family, seeing what they could remember what the silo was. It was somewhere above the 50 feet. Again, we're trying to stay within that 56 foot range, and with the 9 foot dome on top, takes it to the 65 feet.
Thank you.
The signs on the silos, are they just roses?
Yeah, they're actually, right now what we've looked at doing is proposing a tulip. Tulip being the...
Excuse me.
Tulip. Yeah, it's a tulip. it's but keeping in relation to the city of Lewis being a Dutch settlement, tulips being gotcha. Part of the Dutch
but no
heritage.
Lettering, no lettering?
No lettering.
So it's not really considered a sign.
Is it
not considered a sign?
Logos do not count.
You can't not considered
all the murals you'd like.
Shoot.
You can do all the murals you'd like.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had contemplated putting Deep Valley, but
okay.
That was, we've kind of worked through this over time, so.
Okay. Any questions from members of the board, Ron?
No, sir.
Johnson? Mr. Miller?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has prepared a very nice booklet for us, and in that it addresses the standards for granting a variance. I was wondering if perhaps you could just, the applicant could come up and just briefly review that for the record.
Starting with the section with the silos, I'll run down. You'd like me to run down through the standards for relief?
Please.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, just
some of the uniqueness. Again, we talked a little bit about the uniqueness of the site, it being the Graves family farm. The Graves family themselves are actually developing the subdivision, so they would like to continue with some of the character of when it was their parents' farm. So we talked. Again, been in the family about 68 years, so there's some of the uniqueness of why we want the silos within the subdivision. Practical difficulty is the fact that in the section, Mrs. Gilmore talked about, is under AR1, if the farm was still, if it was still a farm, actively being a farm, they could have placed the silos there. There's really I don't believe in the code there's any height restriction. It could have been 100 plus more feet high. So now that we've come in for the application of the subdivision, we've had to come in and ask for the variance. The height requirement in an AR1 is 42 feet. So we're asking for a 65, so we're asking for a variance of 23 feet. Talks about the possibility of development. Yes, the development could continue on. It could be built, but again, what we're trying to, the name of the subdivision is Deep Valley Farm. Again, it's still bringing in that the character that the Graves family would like to see. Kind of interesting, has the difficulty been created by the applicant? And I answered yes, only because they could have put the silos up prior to filing the subdivision application, but that's not exactly the intent of what they wanted to do. Right. They wanted the silos to be part of the subdivision, so we came in and asked for the subdivision first, and we were granted approval, and then Mr. Lank guided us to come in here before this board to ask for the height variance for the silos. So it could have gone the other way. We could have put the silos up, then asked for the subdivision. So the difficulty was created by the applicant in a way, but again, it's what the family wanted. Will the variance alter the essential character? No. The silos, I think, will enhance and promote the character of this neighborhood. Again, it's still a working farm until we get all our subdivision approvals from all the. They're going to continue farming it until they start to break ground. And even when they do break ground, they're going to still farm portions of it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be done in phases. So, again, these silos are just going to enhance what's already there. It won't substantially permanently impair the. Again, these silos are placed. No more than 200 feet close to the boundary line. So everything's within inside that subdivision. So again, the placements of these silos is not going to impair the adjacent properties at all. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No. Again, if you look back on the on the 8.5 by 11s that are at the end of the sections on each one of the boulevard, I showed dimensions here. Again, with the silo being 65 feet high, you can see how far the closest lots are. The closest lot being approximately, and these are with, I didn't update these details in your booklet, these are with the 8-foot setbacks that we had originally going to be asking for, but if you take those another 2 feet off, about 105 feet is the closest lot that's going to be to these. So, and the way we've designed with the diameter of this being 18 feet inside these traffic circles, again, it's not going to be a detriment to anybody, any traffic or any site distance requirements. Vehicles approaching each one of these traffic circles will be able to view these beyond the actual silos, so they're not going to be in the way of people trying to enter and exit off of these traffic circles at all. Will the variance represent a lease modification? What we're asking for is the 65 feet. It's the 56 feet high, plus the 9-foot dome that's going to be on top. And what I talk about on with the variance necessary to afford relief, again, we talk about the 42-foot high. And although we don't really think that somebody's going to build a 42-foot high house in this area, but they may. They have the right to under what's allowed under an AR1. So what we try to do is design a silo that was above that, because again, we want to try to keep, you know, we want people to be able to, it's basically going to be the landmark for this subdivision. So, and moving on, I'll move on quick, try to do this a little bit more quickly. On the sign part, the uniqueness of this is that the subdivision's on two different sides of a Beaver Dam Road. And I'll try to address a couple of these together. If we were to just have one entrance on US Route 9 and no entrance here,
for the, this side of the subdivision would, the turnout would be able, these people here would not be able to come across and be able to take advantage of the clubhouse, the pool, and all the amenities that are going to be on this side of the subdivision. If we were to remove this one entrance here, straight across Nassau Commons here, Nassau Commons, at the very end is the Nassau Fire Station. So we're trying to keep in with the Fire Marshal and DelDOT, trying to keep these entrances. So again, having three major entrances, we're asking for that third sign. Has a difficulty been created by the applicant? I think I just sort of explained it. No, because we need to have these three entrances in order to meet the fire marshal requirements. And again, DelDOT has asked us to provide these three entrances. We don't think that this is going to be have any effects on the surrounding neighborhood, the character of the neighborhood. Again, these signs are being placed within the islands of each one of these entrances here. We're not asking for a sign on either side of the entrance, but they will be placed inside the entrance. So each sign will have the same look, and they'll be placed approximately in the same offset and distance and inside of a landscaped island. We say no. Permanently impair the appropriate use for development of the adjacent property? No. Basically, again, this area is primarily agricultural, and with residential across the streets is the vineyards at Nassau Valley, or Nassau Vineyards, whatever. I might not have that name exactly correct, but they're going to have, they have, I believe, four entrances along their frontage, and I believe they're going to probably have signs at each one of their entrances when they're fully developed. The signs will not be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, they're going to be offset inside of a fairly large landscape island. Fire trucks will be able to make the turn into the subdivision without having to worry about a narrowness of the entrance. There'll be plenty of width with our entrance design so that nothing short of somebody not paying attention running up into the island, signs will not be in anybody's way. Again, they'll be set off distance-wise. We have to do site triangles as part of our entrance design, so they won't be in anybody's way for being able to pull out of these entrances. Is the variance necessary to afford the relief? Again, what we're doing is we're only asking for one extra sign for the one extra entrance that we are showing. So.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Dave.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Very well.
Mr. Chairman, I'm convinced that the applicant meets the standards for granting the requested variances, and I make a motion we approve case number 10,772.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,772. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion carried. Your case is approved. Thank you.